people often think of Yerushalayim as a spooky, airy-fairy concept. And, you know, if you're one of those people who have Yerushalayim, so you live in a world where you always have background music playing, there are angels swirling in the background, and you're just in a different realm. Okay, that's for the comic books. But in the world of reality, and we get there very quickly if we think about it, you know that Yerushalayim, it's interesting, it's Yerushalayim that people use, fear of heaven. People don't say Yerush Hashem so much when they talk about the concept. Yerushalayim is nothing other than walking around with what the world calls a moral compass or a moral conscience. You're constantly thinking about what I'm about to do, is it right or is it wrong? Thinking about the question that I had banged into my head long ago when I was in high school over and over again. You always have to ask yourself the question as you go through every second of life, Was zogt Gott? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say about what I'm doing right now? Yeah, sure, I'm having fun. I'm making money. It's enjoyable. But what does the big eye in the sky say right now? Is he looking down at me and having nachas? Or is he too embarrassed to look? And if we have Yerushalayim, if we're always looking at ourselves and thinking, how does Hashem look at what I'm doing right now? So we save ourselves a lot of problems. And we have some good reason to be successful, to do the right thing. But the truth of the matter is that if we don't have Yerushalayim, so the results can actually be quite catastrophic, as we see in this week's parsha. All the way at the end of the parsha, after we talk about the dinim of the kayanim and dinim of karbanis, and we go through the moadim, so you have the story of the mekalel or the megadev. The Torah says, "Vayetze ben isha yisraelis," a man who is a son of a yisraelis, Shlomis bas Divri, who ben ish mitzri, he was the son of the mitzri that Moshe Rabbeinu killed, betech bnei Yisrael. Where did he go out from? It says Vayetze. So the Midrash says, Vayetze yatsami bezdin. The story was that this man, who wasn't really a member of Shevet Dan, but his mother was, so he pitched his tent in Shevet Dan, and the nice people in Shevet Dan said, get out of here, you're not one of us. And he was all upset about it, he didn't want to move. And they ended up in Bezdin, Din Torah, in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to this man, poor man, Nebuch, you lose. Move your tent. They're right. And he was not too happy. You don't understand. He was wrong, but he was not too happy. So what happens? Vayinatzu b'machane b'nei Yisraelis v'isha Yisraeli. There's a whole fight there between this man, the son of the Mitzri, and the person who is fighting against. And says, Vayikav ben ha'isha Yisraelis Hashem vayikalo. He cursed. Says Rashi, Shenokav Shem Hamyuchad v'gidev. Cursed Hashem. Vayenichu b'mishmar. They put him in captivity. They didn't know what the halacha was. Do you kill the guy? Do you not kill the guy? And the answer comes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayidabra Hashem o Moshe lemar hoitzi es ha-mekalel al michutz la-machane v'samchu Hashemim es yideim al-roshe v'rogmu oisai kol ha-eda. The people who said edus give him smicha, not a very nice smicha, and then stone him to death. But before he gets stoned to death, the Torah adds in a whole bunch of halachas. First of all, it says, don't be mekalel. Makes sense. Warn everybody not to be mekalel. Right? This is what happens if you're mekalel. But then it tells you, don't murder. Then it tells you, don't beat people up. Don't do chavalah. Ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein. It goes through that again. It talks about not killing your friend's animals. What's that got to do with the price of tea in China? I understand that you have to tell everybody, don't be mekalel. That makes sense. But what is chavalah and ritzicha and not injuring and killing animals, what does that have to do with the whole business over here? The simple answer could be is the Lashon of the Pasuk is Vayinotsu. Vayinotsu in Mishpatim and later on in Mishneh Torah, Vayinotsu means two people fighting with each other. So apparently this Mekalel didn't just curse Hashem, but the Mekalel also was fighting with the other person physically. And therefore we say, listen, don't fight physically because you're going to kill. You're going to kill animals. You're going to injure people. That's the Pashup shot. But going way back when, I've always had the sneaking suspicion that there's a much deeper idea going on over here as to what the tzushtal between being Mekalel es Hashem and murder and injury and killing animals, what it all has to do one with the other. And Lamaisa, that comes back to our concept that we started out with, Yerushalayim. There are people in the world who quote-unquote claim to live a religious life, and yet the things that they do in this world are pretty atrocious. We like to think that most of them are not Jewish. We like to think that none of them are Jewish. But as a stark example, let's take the mafia. You look at the mafia outwardly, and the mafia seem to be, you know, kind of a clean-cut gentleman. They dress very nicely, slick back hair, beautiful suits, good family men. They all go to church, pay their lip service to, you know, God in heaven, probably confess to all their crimes. But when it's not Sunday, they murder. They hurt. They have their henchmen. They injure in very, very severe ways just to make sure that they get their money. So what are these people thinking? The answer is very simple. They agree that there's a concept of God, and you know, you have to do God some favors sometimes. Dress nicely in my Sunday best and go to the galach and confess and sit in church. But there's no such a thing as Yerushalayim. Hashem doesn't really care whether my behavior is good or atrocious. There's no schar and onesh. Just do some favors, and it's all right. It's not just the mafia. The Torah talks about people like that. Avraham Avinu, when he went to Gerar, and he did the old wife is my sister trick, and Sarah gets taken to Avimelech, and Avimelech is not a happy camper. It says that Avimelech said to Avram, "Vayomer lo ma'asisa lanu. What did you do to us? Machatosi l'cha keiveso alive al mamlachti chato gedoy lo ma'isim asher lo yasun yosisi imadi. You're going to make me do a sin. We're moral people around here. How you play these games?" What was Avram Avinu's answer to Avimelech? Vayomer Avram ki amarti, because I said, Rak ein yiras aleikim b'mokem hazeh. You have no fear of heaven. You have no Yerushalayim in this place. You're religious. You wouldn't do a sin. B'haraguni al dvar ishti. When I get in the way, you'll bump me off. I'll end up on the bottom of the Hudson River because of the fact that you want Sarah. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that this is the pshat benida and didan. What does Mekalel have to do with murder and chavala and killing animals, being mazik? Says Rav Moshe, what's Mekalel? Mekalel's miloshin kal. This is my expansion on it. We saw in Shavuos, you use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, your Nishbal HaSheker, your Mezalzel. You make Hashem cheap. That's what happens when you Mekalel es Hashem. Person is Mekalel es Hashem, he's basically saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't count. There's no fear of doing anything right or wrong in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when that's the type of life that you lead, so you can murder, and you can hurt, you can injure, you can be mazik, the sky is the limit. There are no bounds. Because when Hashem doesn't count, I do whatever I want. The famous Kirov issue. So why you need the Torah and why you need the Rabbeinu Shalom isn't good enough to be a good person. And the simple answer to that question is there's no such thing as a good person unless there's a Torah and there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. What's the definition of good? What I want or what you want? Who wins? I want to eat what you have right now. I want to steal from you. Maybe I'm right. I was once in a Kirov seminar, and one of the people was fighting about this concept. So the lecturer said to him, you know, if there is no God in the picture, so then how can you explain to me why it's okay to eat an animal and it's not okay to eat a human being? So the guy says, why? A human being is much more intelligent than an animal. To which the lecturer said, so then I should be able to eat you. If there's no Rabbeinu Shalom in the picture, there is no such a thing as good. And when you mekalel es Hashem, when you make the concept of Hashem cheap, you can do whatever you want. Baruch Hashem, we're talking to a group of people, obviously, who, you know, don't have a Yetzer Hara to be mazik people, and certainly not anything worse than that. Although each one of us has to check ourselves. When we get angry, we're capable of doing, you know, things that we wouldn't do any other way. So therefore, it's kedai to work on Yiras Shamayim. But living with this concept of vavasak gut, what's a Kadosh Baruch Hu thinking about my behavior right now? Is he proud of me? Or is he not want to look? He's embarrassed. Kaviyachim. If we go through life with that cook, and we go through life with that attitude, so Be'ezus Hashem, that can be an attitude which saves us from many evils, and also acts as an inspiration and a motivation to make the most out of ourselves and always do the right thing. Each one of you should be zeche to always do the right thing, and have a good Shabbos.